how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they advocate. And we sit back till
it's
the Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Well, that was very quick. Thank you. Thank you all. Welcome to the program, everyone, ladies and gentlemen. We're here again to begin the week. It's Monday night, April 29th, and I'm going to bring up a special guest in a moment tonight. And I just thought I would share this with you first. You know, I like to go to the scriptures all the time and during the day to start my day and to try to conclude my night. And it really and truthfully does give me the wherewithal for me to continue to do what I do. Now, that's my gig. That's my thing. And it works. It works for me. And so today I just happened to open up the book of Joshua. And you know, it's interesting because Joshua picks up where Moses left off, you see, right in chapter 1, verse 1. Joshua is, in fact, commissioned by God. And, you know, if you read on, you will find what Joshua did as he went on through battle and how he was able to command the sun to stand still, as it were, obviously to keep the sun up and the daylight in battle to accomplish his deeds. And I was just saying this again the other night, indeed tonight, to a friend, that if you believe, yes, then you can accomplish virtually anything. You can accomplish virtually anything at all. And that is moving of mountains, and that is lifting of boulders, if you will. And so, with that thought in mind, I urge people sometime to read for yourself, the men of faith, the men of the Bible, and even a few women who were called to do certain things. And that is ultimately what it's all about. Now, that's my calling. That's why I'm here. That's the only reason I'm here. I don't do it for fun. I don't do it just because it's a pastime. I do it because it is a mission for me. And I feel like we've really accomplished quite a bit. If nothing else, we serve as a witness for these times in which we live. I want to now bring up my guest tonight. She's been here quite a few times, and she has been here weeks back, and she's back again. I just happened to receive the complimentary copy of her book, The Holy Land Unveiled. And that is Jennifer Dixon. Good evening, Jennifer. Good evening, Jen. Can we hear her? I don't hear her.
No.
Now I hear you.
Okay,
now I hear you. All right,
okay.
We got you.
All right, start
it's
from
good
scratch.
To, I'm very happy that you managed to come on the program tonight. You hear that?
Okay, yeah, I did. Thank you. And thank you for having
me. That is thrilled.
And that was an interesting introduction about our being witnesses. For those of us who do this work, and it's not easy at times, it's a real pain.
Nor should it be. Nor should it be. All right, Jennifer, you stay where you are, folks. Sure. With Jennifer Dixon tonight, and we are going to bring into the discussion a lot of things, including Sandy Hoax and the Boston Explosion. Rick Adams Uncensored.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
Doc says he's gonna survive the bullet wounds, but I wouldn't say how long he's gonna live. I wouldn't. Why? Because you're going to do something about it? Well, I wouldn't make any bets on that. Maybe you'd like odds.
I mind my own business.
This is law business.
You ain't got no idea the trouble you're going to get me into.
If you don't back me up all the way, you'll be in real trouble.
And here we are, folks. We're back with our guest, Jennifer Dixon, and Rick Adams tonight. We're together. Jennifer, the book I have received, of course, we've discussed in the past, your book that certainly took quite a bit of time to get published, and eventually I knew, as you said, by the year 2013, at some point it would be published and I would get it, and I'm very happy that I have.
Good.
Well,
I'm glad you did. And it did take a while. It did take a while.
I know.
It's a little bit more of a book than the original. It has a lot of added material, including a book on Gaza and what happened there, and also some interviews that I did with kids who had been in prison, Palestinian kids in Israeli prisons, and other stories. And it's got photos. So it's a little bit more. And, you know, we can talk about that at a later date and always come back to that subject, because it does sit at the center of all this swirling mass of mass in the Middle East that, of course, and it all this stuff relates. It's all, you know, the bombings, the bombing
Absolutely.
Day.
Who is responsible for it and who is running the world system, the media and governments of the world, except a couple, you know, here and there that don't bow the knee. I was again marveling the other day at how Syria, of course, is coming under greater and greater attack. The lies now, of course, the same lies that led us into Iraq are surfacing again, the same culprits. And you know what was amusing, what was really amusing yesterday, was to see the son of the devil, this man, or if you want to call him a man, but this demon in shoe leather, Mr. Chertoff, distinguished himself as having had several jobs in Washington and, of course, his private companies, Israeli companies that make money off of issues that they create, public safety issues, terrorism, and so on and so forth. He actually had the unmitigated gall to say, if we don't do something about that Syrian government now, we will lose all credibility.
Exactly. The setup begins today, 29th April. Yes. From DEPCA. Is this from DEPCA Files?
Yeah, DEPCA
originally.
Files.
No, it showed up in BBC. Okay, even worse, because, I mean, DEPCA generates this stuff. DEPCA is an Israeli security site. You know, they're hyper, of course, pro. Always running after all the terrorists in the world. But on the front page of BBC, it says that Obama voices Syria chemical weapons concern to Putin. Isn't that interesting? So now, of course, they're going after the Syrians. They've got chemical weapons like Iraq had, chemical weapons like Iraq had gas. You know, it just goes back. And back, and of course, Iran is developing the bomb, and the same old story. But you know what's interesting? The bombers, these two kids that they're framing for this thing, are Chechens. And of course, Russia and Chechnya have had exchanges. There's a tension there, without a doubt. But I think they are from Tajikistan, to be specific.
Yes, that's right.
And Tajikistan is down there on. Has, as one article puts it, beachfront property on the Caspian. It's right by the oil and the gas of the Caspian Sea area. It is an it is a little countryette that has been involved in American and Israeli manipulation in that area to bring them under the so-called control of the West, so that they could run a pipeline, always trying to get these various pipelines from Kazakhstan into the Caucasus to Turkey, and to just to bring that oil west in various ways, because they've tried different you know, lines, different ways of running the pipeline. One of them is directly into Israel from Kazakhstan, and that is a proposal of several years ago to put in an underground pipeline. So here we see, you know, all the news recently goes back to this. Cyprus has a gas field. And the Russians were, of course, objecting to the banks' move against the Cypriots and taking that money, that 10% out of their, 6% and 10% out of their accounts. So they were called, you know, every name in the book, blah, blah, blah. And maybe the Russians were trying to cut a deal with the Cypriots. But then who gave them a call? Israel. it's just the oddest thing, you know?
Ding dong. One thing about Syria, however, is that Syria is singled out, as is Iran, because Syria has a state bank. Syria will not play ball with the Rothschild cabal. Syria will not play ball with international world Jewry. And again, that is a key deciding reason, folks, why all of this propaganda, all of this heavy disinformation now emanates daily about Syria and these silly ideas that the Syrian government might be behind any exchange of the use of chemical warfare, which is laughable because we know who has used it more than anyone. Why, Israel has, the Soviet Union, Russia, the Russian Republic, and, of course, the United States. So even the very thought of these so-called world policemen trying to rein in these rogue regimes is laughable if it was not so tragic in and of itself. But here we have Chertoff. You know, we have the Synagogue of Satan, telling us that we would look rather incredulous if we did not repeat the incredulity and the lies that led to the Iraq War. I mean, it's in your face so boldly, so blatantly. Yeah. These people are so satanic and so vile. It defies imagination, doesn't it?
It does, and yet you'd have to have no imagination not to see it. There is, of course, people have gone back to this strategy for conquest that was published several years ago by Ralph Schoenman, I guess his name is. But this is just details the Israeli agenda to weaken all the nations around it. And they made this statement, and this goes back to Charette in the early decades of the State of Israel and even before it was created, that they were going to destroy Lebanon and dissolve it and have it divided against itself, and then they had to fragment Syria, and then they had to go after Iran. They started, of course, after the Shah was deposed, because he was one of their agents. But it just goes on and on. They want that power, and they keep the power by keeping the Middle East a mess. And now that's spreading, though. That's what concerns me with this latest thing. There is this old war between the Khazarian Empire and the Jews at that time in history that had that tremendously powerful empire. The Russians defeated it. And the Russians have always resisted, until communism, the Jewish power in that part of the world. They did not want the bank. That's why they got communism.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were destroyed. It's all part of this larger, insane war against the people, against their enemies, but also to control the resources.
Positively, it's all about world control. And if they don't have the resources or the minerals or the oil or anything else that belongs to those people on that soil, then they obviously cannot fully implement their entire one-world concept of world Jewry, that is total annihilation of all opposition to world conquest. You know, the gig right from the beginning. You will have world government either by conquest or by consent. Now, we're getting it in this country seemingly by consent, because
right,
the American people are being led to accept the frog in the kettle. However, when they start to jump out of that kettle, and some of them are starting to jump and getting a little nervous now, then we have the emerging police state in America, across the land. The Homeland Security Department wasn't created to protect us from them, those Muslims, but to protect the Jews from the people.
And look at that mess in Boston. The pictures that went out, the tanks, the Hummers, the military going into houses, coming out with the people, the inhabitants, being let out of their homes, shoved out of their homes at gunpoint. I mean, this is straight out of the 20s in Russia. Mm-hmm. It's out of the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, now out of Palestine. It's, you know, it's it keeps on keeping on, but Americans are still convinced. It's amazing. Oh, it can't happen here. Well, what was that?
Mm-hmm. And it's already happening, and it's been happening for a long time. But again, it's a gradualism, you see, folks. It's the Fabian school, Fabian socialism, taking hold. In Russia, it was immediate revolution. Mm-hmm. It was violent revolution. It was at the point of a gun, like Mao Zedong said. But in the West, we have our ways of bringing about gradual subjugation. And now they have done that. And that's why you have these incidents of young men who make the perfect patsy for the synagogue of Satan, using our own FBI. We'll come right back with Jennifer Dixon, folks, in 3 minutes.
Listen up. This isn't some Detroit car commercial. And this isn't how we do it, not in any America I know. We don't take away the rights and call it public safety. We don't burden folks with something called Obamacare and call it affordable. We don't take what you earn and call it a fair share. That's not America. That's not how it's done. In my country, in my America, earning has always been better than receiving. If that's what you believe, this is America, and we're about to show you how it's supposed to be done. Step up and be heard by participating at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Join us and stand up for the America you know at AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. That's how it's done. Now do it. You have a voice. Now use it.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
My own man. You'd better remember to be that, even when it's unpopular.
And we're back again, folks, with Jennifer Dixon. Obviously, we're talking about, I guess, Jennifer, the overview of world conquest here. And, you know, it's the blueprint, what we're seeing in America, though somewhat different from the other
right.
processes, you know, to conquest and destruction from the turn of the previous century. Nonetheless, it's happening to us as we speak. And as you said, these massacres, these explosions and so forth, I think it's pretty evident now that wherever I go, I can get a listening audience from people who say, yeah, it's black ops, you know, it's the government. But what government?
What government
has
right.
control?
It's the government, right. And that's it. Why? That's the point. Why is if it's just the American government doing this, to what end? To what end do they benefit? Really? I mean, America's just weakening as a nation.
We have no nation anymore.
For years and decades, I mean, economically, politically, it's a divided nation. People
at
each other's
throats. We're at the end of the road here. You know, the empire is crumbling very quickly, and the illegals, of course, is the final frosting on the cake.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm sure you
million?
Saw that.
35 million. I mean, I have heard figures.
No, 33 and three quarters. Now let's be fair. Come
let's
on.
Let's not overstate things, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So exactly. I mean, the door's wide open. The jobs are going out, they're coming in, and every other day something else is blown up. And some poor kid with a backpack is blamed. Another kid with a backpack. This is, if any of your listeners get AFP. If you go to this issue, May 6th, they have photographs of this of the younger brother with the backpack. Well, the backpack is flat. And the thing that blew up, the device, was a 16-inch pressure cooker. And it couldn't possibly have been in his backpack. It, what could have been in his backpack was possibly a notebook.
Yeah, we see
yet,
that.
And on the other side of the page, there's this man, another man holding what is, with both hands, a very, something that is very filled out. It's hanging off his arms. You know, the shoulder straps are off his forearm, and he's holding it up with both hands. And it's a very filled out backpack, and it has the gray stripes that the one that they found had been shredded, of course, by the explosion. So it matched that backpack. So what's the story? And why was there was another, the police were running a test.
Well, now the FBI has so much egg on its face now, and this is what the Mossad always does. They use others and other intel to do their dirty work. And then what happens is they hang them out to dry and discredit them and then come in with even greater control. Now, this is why I say this, because the fact of the matter is that as we speak now today, they're basically putting together an opportunity for a plea that will allow young Jokar, the surviving 19-year-old brother, Zanayev brother, to escape the, quote, death penalty. Well, this is because, among other reasons, they know they have not got a case against him. They do not have an ironclad case against him or his brother. Quite the contrary.
Exactly.
Quite the contrary.
I mean, they went back to Tajikistan, which is their home, and I don't, you know, so again, it's questionable activity on the internet. Well, I'm involved in that at the moment. So what does that mean? And again, it's all that vague stuff.
No, there's nothing here that is specific. And the use of the term Russian intelligence is an interesting one. As we know, we have to go back to that Russian-Chechenian war and those stands, so to speak, you know, Kyrgyzstan was another area where you have strong Islamic resistance to what in effect has been an ongoing revolution that enveloped Russia in 1917. Communism is not dead, and the wars for independence from these barbarians, the real barbarians, are still there, and that is the Khazarian Empire. That is it in the Northern Caucasus, you see? So what they're doing is the barbarians, that is the sons of the devil, the Kenites, are actually sweeping through those areas and creating new victims for the FBI to manage to call their favorite suspects. Now, again, everything has political ramifications.
Everything does. Everything has. And, of course, the U.S. has lots of bases now that they're placing in Kazakhstan, and they're surrounding Russia, getting involved in that area between Russia and China. To what end? To what purpose? To be drawn into a war, because all of this is moving towards the big war.
That's
while the assets go to Israel. As a matter of fact, Kazakhstan, supposedly an American ally, has all its security arrangements with Israel. Oddly enough, the doctor for the young boy, Jokar, is an Israeli. That's peculiar, don't you think?
Well, you know, they are so humanitarian.
There you go, always
that,
there.
You know, you have to give them credit for that. Wherever there's a tragedy or a terrorist incident, you'll find a Jewish doctor, a Jewish lawyer, and a Jewish ambulance. All right, we'll come right back, folks.
Maybe a Jewish backpack?
There you go. There you go.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Shattered until I was blue in the face and nobody would listen. Including me. You listening now?
I'm listening now.
What made you decide to?
This town.
And we're back, folks. Yeah, indeed. When you live in Boston or any of the meccas of the Zionist entity here in America, you know that you can't trust the politicians, you can't trust the police, you can't trust the doctors, the hospitals, the first responders, the second responders, and so on and so forth. You know they have everything in place. And Jen, we're back with Jennifer Dixon tonight, our guest. And Jen, you know from going to your own research, Dr. K's website as well, very good stuff at nodisinfo.com, that what you have found at Sandy Hook has been replicated again in Boston and Copley Plaza and, of course, the Patriots Day explosions that took place. You do see a number of people. No question now, it has been established that some of the people in wheelchairs, some of the close-ups reveal that they were, in fact, fakes. They were actors or actresses. Some of the photoshopping was employed to recreate scenes and so forth. And we have a number of people who just plain were performers. And it's unfortunate people would not believe that. It's incredible. But, you know, if you understand what I say here on this program about the scriptures, and you know how great this deception will be in the last days, that it tells us that people
will follow after this beast system. They will be so entranced. They will amazingly follow after this false messiah who will come to heal and perform miracles.
Exactly. In Boston, one of the things that horrified me, this thing that went around the internet, a little video, people, this was at the site when the cops were breaking into their homes. They were screaming, USA, USA, USA.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get it. I mean, it's happening in front of their face, and they don't get it. And they're going to be more and more just they just keep repeating this stuff to reinforce it.
Mm-hmm.
And it works, and it is working. There are those people who distrust it and who see just by the very, very constant repetition of the same events, conveniently enough, at the same time that they're trying to get this war off the ground against Iran, and they're trying to get a war off the ground against Russia. I mean, Russia has been the bulwark against Israeli or U.S.-Israeli, whatever you want to call it, expansion in the Middle East. And they've tried, I mean, they are going after their energy industry so they can weaken Russia. They're getting these little wars going between the south side of the Russian, what is now Russian country, and these other little countries down there. They did this to Georgia. The Georgians were trained by the Israelis. Again, their military. It's the same stuff.
We went through that with the Georgian war and what that was all about. The same neocons, mm-hmm. again. In Georgia,
exactly.
In Chechnya, and on it goes. It's just amazing because, see, they can do what they do on the world stage because if you understand, folks, the way the media parade them around, they give them credence, they give them respectability. On these Sunday morning talk shows are now 24/7 on cable news, and CNN in particular, which is really at the bottom of the barrel now anyhow, but Fox is the kosher conservative mm-hmm. antidote, we're told, to the brainstreaming media. And of course, it's not. It's owned by the same families.
Mm-hmm. But because it's so obvious that, except for a few minor differences, the media more and more just agree on everything. They can't even find something to fight about. Well, gay marriage, okay, they can fight about that. Look at the parties. They're both for this uncontrolled immigration. They're both for the wars in the Middle East. Absolute. What happened to Hegel? 2 months later, he's over there now pushing the agenda. Remember when they brought him in? Oh, he was so critical of Israel. What's wrong with this man? And now he's just playing the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So was it a setup from the beginning? I don't know. I don't know if he was... If he had some objections, but now, of course, he's been mowed down because he's been convinced that the Syrians have gas weapons, and on and on and on it goes.
You know, nobody is really convinced of anything except, really, you come right down to it, it's an act. It's a performance. They perform mm-hmm. according to the script. Now, if you're part of that performance, if I'm in the theater, then I am expected to follow the director's instructions, okay? He directs the script. The writer has put together the script. And if I don't follow the script, I am out. The fact that Hegel was just another member of the CFR, formerly in the Senate, to mm-hmm. be brought in, obviously they had to make it look as if there was some disagreement, and mm-hmm. Lindsey Graham would get up and do his little dalliance, and everybody would sing and dance and talk about how wonderful Israel is, and yet Mr. Hegel has made some faux pas along the way. Well, it's all about pacifying the public, and the public is so asleep now, so preoccupied with mm-hmm. just surviving. And getting by day to day, that it almost doesn't even count. It's just that when they move too quickly and they start taking away the popcorn, the pizzas, the peanuts, and the baseball games, that's when they start arousing suspicions. And that's why these bombings and these false flag attacks are actually beginning to serve their enemy's purpose, which is our purpose, in that now we can tell people, hey, we told you so. We told you so. Not everything is phony. No, there are real explosions. There are real injuries with some people. But you have to understand that who is behind it is the same group that was behind 9/11, and it wasn't the Arabs, and it wasn't a group of Muslims who were trying to take over America because they envied our VTRs and our backpacks, pardon the pun, and our wonderful technology that we have today. It just didn't make any sense. But once again, the synagogue of Satan says people are so dumb, all we have to do is tell a lie big enough and just repeat it often
enough.
And repeat it.
As they've done with the terrorism thing, now they're repeating these events. And it seems to me, some people get suspicious, but their game, what it seems to be, because it's what they do, is they're just going to keep it up. They're just going to keep pounding it in till people are absolutely terrified to go down to the corner market.
That's the idea.
You might get blown up on the way. Because you could get, the Boston Marathon, didn't know those runners had such enemies in the world. It's anywhere, and it can happen anywhere. They took it out of the schools because that got too predictable. Well, here's another school bomb to, pull the kids out of school. That's the answer to it. We'll all homeschool.
Amen.
That would have been an answer to it. But anyway, so they've got to change it because they've got to keep a kind of an unpredictability going so that people don't exactly know where it's going to happen next. So even if they're suspicious that they're not being told the truth, they're still – it's terrible. The anxiety-provoking quality of all this, of course – when's it going to hit next?
We know that they're going to bring about enough fear, as you said, in order to finally create the big one. And whether that involves a multifaceted synchronous attack at one time, a cyber attack that shuts down the institutions, a bomb going off in a suitcase somewhere, or two or three, in large cities in the United States, which is a very real probability in the not too distant future.
Oh yeah.
And other similar type of operations, that will be the flashpoint. Now, I always tell people, Jen, because I'm going back to the scriptures, that what will it take? Think about it. What will it take in order for Satan's children in the Middle East to bring about the conditions where they take down the Al-Aqsa Mosque and erect that temple? That temple in which we find Satan himself returning in a flesh body as a man, the man of sin, who will bring about miraculous healing around the world. What kinds of events will erupt in that region and worldwide that will allow them to get away with it and not even be noticed or stopped? You see, that's the event we're looking into now.
They are obviously working their way up to this, the big war. I was really fascinated. I went to this website once. It's called Global Security. It's a DC think tank.
Yes. Yeah,
but
I heard.
What was fascinating about that to me is that the number of arms of different countries. The U.S. has a fairly big military. It's like 1.2. I'm trying to look for this thing and find it because the numbers were pretty interesting. And because, here we are going to war against Iran, and they have like 350,000 men under arms. It's rather small. And Russia has something like about the same, 300 or 600,000 men under arms. But Israel has more men under arms than Russia. The United States has considerably more. So if this does turn into a big Russia and Iran versus Israel and the U.S., and we get real roughed up in that, there's always China. And the biggest militaries in the world are under the Chinese. 1.6 million men under arms. North Korea, over a million men under arms. And oddly enough, South Korea. And, things can change. We, of course, think of South Korea as Western-influenced and all that. But all that can change. It's obviously, because countries have gone repeatedly in this century under I mean, their politics have been completely changed overnight, and their rulership time and again. And that's been the game through the whole century.
Yes.
So, yeah, it could become that huge war. I'm not saying it's going to. I don't know. It's a possibility.
We have to have world conflagration, though. We do have to have a worldwide collapse of economies across the globe. We need to have a worldwide solution to the problem. In the meantime, you will have violence and terror, you will have attacks, and you will have these wars that will emerge, out of which will come order. You know, order out of chaos. Now, the interesting thing I did want to bring to your attention, all of you, and you know, you can probably very easily relate to this, what the Jews have done in Europe, what they are doing with the banks of those countries, our brothers there in Europe. This is the Esau versus, you know, Jacob battle. What they have done now in Greece is very interesting. It's spreading now, of course, to Spain as well. And that is, starvation is actually a very serious reality, particularly for children in Greece. I didn't know if you were aware of that now.
I knew that the situation in Greece was very, very bad, and that people had actually started to leave the cities to go back and farm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And they wanted, you know, the obvious solution. But, well, if they're starving, and it's that bad, that's what happens.
Hunger,
I mean, if you
growing.
Were at the bottom in today's societies, just about anywhere in the Western world, which is supposed to be wealthy, you are barely making it right now. So if the food, if the money system collapses or the inflation takes off, you're not going to be able to eat.
I happen to know some Greek people in our community. Of course, there are an abundance of them in the restaurant business, and they travel back and forth pretty frequently. And one of them is there now, and his mother has told me that you would not believe how bad things are there now. And I said, no, I do believe it. Because I am aware of it, and I am very aware of what's going on. And she said, we've lost a lot of money, investments in Greece. We've lost, some of our family members that are still there having a very rough time, and we don't know what we're going to do. I said, but what I want to tell you is I understand all of that. However, what you're seeing in Greece is spreading throughout Europe, Western Europe. It's going to happen in Spain now. It's going to happen in Portugal. But you realize that it is going to happen here in the United States. And she agreed with me. She said, yes, I can see the handwriting on the wall. It is coming to America. And it's not by accident. And it is going to take place much sooner than people thought. That's my thought. It is a reality. What they're doing is carefully scripted, carefully planned, and behind it all, ironically, a lot of people think it's kind of cruel of me to say it, but it is God's judgment upon his people for doing what they have done and disobeying him. Now, one thing we have in this country now is a gay plague, the likes of which we have never seen, the homosexual plague that is gathering so much steam. And that is always, always a key indicator of end-time prophecy and of civilization and of Israel's existence, ancient, true Israel now. You see, all of these kingdoms came to an end, and Sodom and Gomorrah was a classic example. When Jesus referred to the end times, he kept referring to, as it was in the time of Noah, he said, so shall it be in those latter days. And he referred to homosexuality, he referred to marrying outside your race, miscegenation, and he said those were the signs of the end. Now, we see that. Our country today is but a shell of what it was 50 years ago.
Of course. It's a disordered society. I mean, people on drugs, people, obese people, sex addicts, you know, all this sort of deranged behavior. People don't form normal bonds and have families and support them. The men abandon their children, the men abandon the families, and the women abandon the kids. And it's we haven't got any cohesion as a society, and the license, the whole hedonistic, everything, anything goes, everything's fine. I mean, the only people that want to get married anymore are the gays. I mean, it's weird, our society. It really is, the way people have, the community has collapsed. There's just shopping, malls, advertising.
It's all coming to a terminus, folks. It cannot go on the way it is. That I think we can most all agree. You know what, though? We are limited for time, and if we come back in the next break, I'm going to bring up two calls. How's that?
Okay.
And Jennifer
Sounds
Dixon
good.
Is our guest. Yeah, Holy Land Unveiled, folks.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi.
You've got a whole town to do your dirty work.
That's right. We're back, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored with Jennifer Dixon. And by the way, Jennifer, give your new website as well as your old.
Okay. The new website, there's some problem. I couldn't get into it today, but it will be fixed. And wouldn't you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, the old one is holylandunveiled.com. The new one is iftruthbeknown.net. And the new one has a bunch of CDs because I think they're faster than getting a book out. As
yeah,
a matter of fact,
absolutely.
I know they are. And about different historical subjects, the way it has, the way my website tells the way it really happened as opposed to what we're fed. And it's just, I think that's really important. And it does It's a background support to the case you're making, how this has all been brought about. And it's been going on for not just a century, but centuries and centuries. And history is reflects that, the real story.
Sure. Good. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of quick calls here, all right? Frank in North Carolina, first up. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for telling it like it is. It's good to hear. It's the most truth I've heard in the past 72 hours. But you were talking about Greece and whatnot. There's a guy, Rick, you know him. You've had him on your show. You played clips from him. But I asked him, I said, how did you wake up? He used to be a big activist, you know, for Alex Jones and whatnot. And he didn't know the full truth. And he it was a Greek guy, restaurant owner, where he lived. In a particular state, that, you know, he was handing out DVDs, Alex Jones, InfoWars, all that. Mm-hmm. And the Greek guy, you know, he knew the guy, he knew he was a nice guy and everything. And the Greek guy kind of took him aside one day. He said, do you know who's really behind all this? And he said, do you know about the Jews? And this guy who you know, he said, well, no, I don't know. What are you talking about? I don't know anything about it. And he said, well, they're behind all this. But he was from Greece, so yeah, you're right. There are people in the Greek community that are very, very aware of all this, and this guy told me this last year. So anyway, I just wanted to chime in with that.
Excellent. Thank you, Frank. Good point. All right, let's bring up Baron, the Baron. Here he comes, Barry in California.
Hey, Rick and Jennifer.
Hi,
yeah. You know what really irks me is the alternative media. Some of them are really screwed up. This Hagman and Hagman report,
mm-hmm.
the father and son,
mm-hmm.
they start bringing this to Judeo-Christian, and then they're saying it's a Saudi globalist thing running. And they talk about this organization that's working with the Southern Poverty Law Center
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
that are coming against Christians. And idiots, don't you know? Those are the true enemies, the Jews, the Zionists.
Yeah, they're in bed with them, you know, and,
well,
you know, only a handful of people like us can see that.
I'm on
see
hold.
The truth.
I'm waiting for them to take my call, and I'm going to give it to them tonight, whether they want
good
to hear it or not.
Good for
well,
you.
Well, if they want the truth, they'll find it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, of course that Saudi stuff came up. And Saudi Arabia has been a tool. Of these
absolutely
people.
Infiltrated long ago, generations
so
ago, my friend, the royal family, and they know how to work from within a country, in the government, and outside to destroy it. That is their parasitic nature, and that's their job. All right. Well, thank you for the call, Baron. Of course, we will be doing it again tomorrow night with Dr. K, with more of the latest on the Boston Massacre and Sandy Hook. Thank you again, Jennifer. It's
been
a pleasure.
Thank you for having me, Rick.
Always, always. Come on more often. Jennifer
Will
Dixon.
Do.
Thank you. All right, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night, Lord willing, most of all. Thank you, and good night to Mike Slotacek.
With financial